I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kuwait's proposed changes to the blasphemy law continue to polarize. Even though Parliament was behind adding the death penalty, the emir rejected the changes. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says the decision has provoked a lot of backlash. The amendment seems to be dead, but Parliament can still override the emir. In the meantime, Nettleton is urging you to pray, and not just for the government's direction on this issue. Pray that believers will remain bold for Christ. And for a decade, North Korea has led the way in the persecution of Christians around the world. Many flee into China, only to be repatriated at a deadly cost. Open Doors wanted safe houses for these refugees, and after a fundraising campaign, the ministry can now provide over 1,500 North Korean refugees medical attention, food, and most importantly, spiritual nourishment. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to hear more about how God's moving worldwide? Well, head to missionnetworknews.org.